Hey y'all, and welcome to the Faith Room. Here on this podcast, we discuss different topics and align them with God's Word to help deepen our faith. This is a safe space for us to talk about the trials and tribulations of life and how it's been used for God's glory. We are excited to minister to those who are looking to strengthen their faith and grow in intimacy with God. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Room, hosted by me, Danielle Harris. Now let's get into this episode. Hey y'all, hey, welcome back to the Faith Room. It's your girl Danielle, tapping in. I swear it seems like I have a different personality every time I record. Sometimes I'm energetic, sometimes I'm mellow, sometimes I'm a little ghetto, bougie, ratchet, let me stop. Sometimes I'm goofy. It just depends on the day, you know? Today I'm a little goofy, I'm not gonna lie. Okay, so let's get into today's episode or whatever. Because I don't really know how to start these. Anyway, okay, so let me just tell y'all about today, right? Today has been a day. My wisdom teeth have been really bothering me, especially on one side. It's like it hurts so bad, and it's because basically my wisdom teeth are growing into my cheek, and that sounds really painful, but it is very painful, and it's causing it to hurt really bad because I have a small mouth and my wisdom teeth aren't small enough to be in my mouth, so I have to get them taken out. And I've been avoiding it for so long because it wasn't really bothering me, and of course it started bothering me, and I don't want to get it done, but I have to. So y'all just pray for me because I'm a scaredy cat and I'm scared something tragic is gonna happen. But hey, I'm trusting in the Lord. Okay, I just feel like I'm putting my trust into a dentist, and I don't even know if he know what he doing. So let me tell y'all the story, right? Because listen, I was telling my niece and her friend about it, and they was like, Danielle. They was like, you probably shouldn't do that and go to that dentist. Okay, because let me tell you a story. So my mom goes to this dentist because they accept the insurance. So I was like, yeah, I need to go to the dentist. She's been telling me to make an appointment, but I've been avoiding it. And then I told her my wisdom teeth was hurting, and she was like, well, you need to call and make an appointment. And I was like, yeah, but I didn't see them on, like, online, the number. So she was like, well, I'll call and make the appointment. And y'all, my mom making the appointment for me, I just feel like a little kid. I don't know, like, I'm like, I feel like a little child, but I'm a grown woman with 3 kids. Like, why is my mama still making my appointments for me? Don't judge me. But anyway, she made me an appointment like early this morning. She called me talking about something. Your appointment is at 9. I'm on the way to come watch the kids, so get ready. I'm like, wow, I have less than an hour to get ready. I gotta get these kids together because they just woke up, get myself together, and then I gotta go to the dentist. But y'all, when I tell you, God is very strategic, and like, if you just look, take a look and just pay close attention, he speaks to you through people and situations. And I'm so glad that, you know, I went to the dentist, because the experience that I had was awesome. The person, I don't know what, I guess he's, I don't think he's a dental assistant, I don't know what he is, but he was cleaning my teeth. He was like an older white man. And he had been there for a really, really long time. He said he has been there since 1970 something. And I'm like, wow, like, that's a long, long time. But yeah, he was there since like 1970 something. But anyway, let me tell you, because when I first walked in, I was like, what is this? Like, it didn't look like a well put together dentist office. That's what I'm gonna say. But the staff was friendly. So, got in there, was filling out the paperwork. It didn't take me no time to get to the back. when I went to the back, like, I was looking around and, like, I was like, this is like a weird setup for a dentist's office. I was like, this is like a bootleg dentist's office. In my head, I'm thinking, Lord, protect me, because I don't know what this is. But I'm scared. I'm scared. Okay. So originally, just went so they could look at my wisdom tooth that was bothering me and tell me what I need to do about it, or like give me an antibiotic or whatever I needed. But they offered to clean my teeth. And I was like, you know what? I do need a cleaning. So this is the perfect time to do it. And I was like, okay, cool. So he takes me to the back. He's like, you can sit down. He's very friendly, like making conversation with me and things like that. And when I first get into the room, you know, I'm looking around and everything, and I noticed that he had a calendar with a car on it. Now, I didn't even realize this, but the shirt I was wearing had a car on it, and I didn't even know. So I just feel like this is how God originally got my attention, to like kind of like pay attention. 'Cause it was like stuff was like kind of like aligning. And okay, so I've seen that, I noticed that, and at the time I didn't notice that I had a car on my shirt. So he sat me down, was like, I'm gonna go ahead and prepare for us to take your exam. So I was like, okay, cool. So this is the first time, I don't know if y'all ever been to the dentist's office, but this is the first time I walked into the thing and had to stand up for them to take like an an x-ray of my teeth. And I was standing there, and he was like, okay, it's gonna talk to you. So the machine, y'all, the machine was like, it had started, and it was like, okay, close your eyes. And I was like, okay, why is it telling me to close my eyes? And then I closed my eyes, and then like it was like a machine that spun around you. So it was like spinning around me, but it was playing music. And I don't know why. All I could think about, guys, was get out. That's all I could think about. I was like, they're trying to hypnotize me. They are trying to hypnotize me. And I was just praying. I was like, in the name of Jesus, no, I rebuke. I'm not gonna get hypnotized. Why does my brain think like this? I'm like, I'm not about to get hypnotized. So anyway, it's like, okay. Well, and the machine starts talking again, and it's like, okay, thank you. We are done. And it was like, we make our patients the number one priority, and we this, that, and other. I was like, this is kind of weird, I ain't gonna lie. But anyway, got done with that, and he's like, okay, you can come back in here and sit down. So I sit down, he starts, you know, looking at my teeth, starts cleaning my teeth and stuff like that. And then he starts talking to me, and he was talking to me about like just his childhood growing up and everything. And he was telling me about how he was like his grandfather's favorite grandchild. And I was like, well, what makes you think that you were his favorite grandchild? And he was like, well, because he only bought me a car out of all his grandchildren. And he was just telling me about the car, and then he was telling me about like the different type of cars he has. And then he was like asking me, well, what is the car on your shirt? And I was like, honestly, I don't know. I never really paid attention to it. I just got the shirt because it's nice. And I just remember, because he was telling me about like, well, I think I started the conversation. I was like, well, how long have y'all been here? And he was like, well, the doctor that you'll be seeing today that's gonna come in and look at your teeth, he has been here for like a few, I think he said a few years. But he was like, I have been here since 1979. And after our conversation and he was just cleaning my teeth, I was just sitting there, and I was like, wow. I was like, we as like the younger generation, we get so caught up in always wanting to do more and wanting to have more or wanting to change something all the time. Like, it's always like, even when we get more, we always are striving to get even more. Like, we're never content. If you really think about it, we are never content with what we already have. We aren't. And I was just sitting there thinking about, like, wow. It's like this word contentment has been coming up so much for me. And I think that that's, like, my end goal. Like, when I think about goals now, I'm thinking about, what is my goal? I just want to meet one goal. And then once I meet that goal, other than if God wants me to do more. However, contentment is my goal. I just want to be content with where I am, wherever that may be, wherever, God willing, I end up. You know, I just want to be content. Like, my next job, I just want to really just be content with it and appreciate what I have. I feel like when the unhappiness and depression and, like, anxiety comes in, when we're constantly running after more all the time, it's like we never stop. It's like, oh, okay, I got this, but I want this now. And it's like, you have to learn how to be content. And I was thinking about this earlier and just sitting there, like, just sitting there thinking while he's cleaning my teeth. And I'm like, wow, I really have to learn how to be just content. And that's the goal. That's really what success is, learning how to be content. This man has been in this job since 1979. It is 2024. And he is the most happiest. His attitude, he's not grumpy. He's not a grumpy old man. He is really, like, has a bubbly personality. He's cool to talk to. Like, he knows what he likes, which is cars. And, like, he knows himself. Like, he's not striving after more. He's content with where he is. And I'm like, wow. That's the goal, to be able to say, I've been doing this for X amount of years, and let me tell you a little bit about my childhood, and, oh, well, this is something I really enjoy doing, like, I really enjoy cars, or I really enjoy photography, or I really enjoy collecting like this, and it's just, that's the goal, is to be content and happy with what you have, not striving after more, because constantly striving and trying to get more than what you already have will have you depressed and sad and constantly in a state of depression, because you're never happy and you're never content with just what you have. I don't think it's anything wrong with getting, you know, wanting more sometimes, but however, if that's going to be your goal all the time, that can get overwhelming. That can get really overwhelming. So, I think contentment is definitely the goal for sure for me. And that just keeps on coming up for me. And it came up again. I was actually about to lay down and go to sleep before I decided to record this podcast episode. But it came up again in a scripture in the Bible chat app. And I just want to go to that really quickly because it referenced Philippians 4:19. And while the Lord is pressing upon my heart contentment, he's also teaching me that he is the one and the only one I should be relying on for my needs. He is the one that is going to be my provider. He is Jireh. He is a provider. And he is really leaning on my heart, or pressing on my heart, to really just lean more into him and depend on him and fully depend on him. Full dependence on the Lord. And that has been something that he has been working with this year with me on this year. It's just being content with my circumstances and depending on him. Because if you can be content with a little, then the more you get, it won't affect your happiness. Like, even if you don't get more, it doesn't affect your happiness. So if you can be content with a little, more is just a plus. But it doesn't, your happiness doesn't waver depending on how much you have. If you can be content with your life when you have nothing, when you get more, it's just icing on cake, on the cake. And it's just crazy to me because the scripture, I got the tongue twisted. I don't know if it's a scripture though. Peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. I think that is a scripture. I don't know which scripture, but it is a scripture, I think. He provides peace that surpasses all understanding, and that verse I relate to so much because literally during this time, has there been days where I'll be anxious or worried about tomorrow? Absolutely. But that verse has been literally my life. No one understands, or no one would understand, how I would have so much peace with all that I've been dealing with this year. And I just do. I just have peace. I just have confidence in the Lord. And it's not, some days it's higher than others, but at the end of the day, the Lord has still provided me with peace regardless of my circumstances. So I've just been very grateful for that. But the verse that was for tonight, before I decided to come on here, that I just really motivated me to come on here and talk with you guys about contentment, is this verse. It says, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." And that's Philippians 4:19. But what really got me is in the devotional, it says this verse also encourages us to reflect on what it means to have our needs supplied by God. It challenges us to distinguish between our wants and our needs, and to cultivate a heart of contentment and trust in God's perfect judgment and timing. In a world that constantly pushes us towards dissatisfaction and desire for more, this verse calls us back to a place of spiritual peace and reliance on God. So, again, in a world that pushes us towards dissatisfaction, goodness, and desire for more, this is the verse that calls us back to a place of spiritual peace and reliance on God. And that, my dear, that is something that I think we all will benefit from leaning into, the spiritual peace and reliance on God and contentment with our current situation. I think a lot of us, if we just take a moment to sit back and say, "I'm just going to rely on the Lord. I'm just going to take a moment to stop with all the ruckus, stop with all the every mental battle that I'm having because I want more for my life, or I'm trying to come up with this plan or that plan and this goal and that goal to get more materialistic things, or just to do more all the time." If we just take a moment and stop, take like a week or two to just be content with where you are and ask the Lord to fill you with that spiritual peace, then I think a lot of us would fight a lot of our sadness and our depression, because we'll just be happy and living in the moment instead of constantly worrying about what we want more of. So I just encourage you guys just to be content. content with where you are. You don't have to have a lot. You don't have to have a little. I mean, you just have to be content with whatever you have. Whatever you have in this moment, little or big, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It doesn't matter if it's not what you imagined, or it doesn't matter if it wasn't on your vision board, or you don't have what's on your vision board, or you didn't meet these goals that you had planned out in the beginning of the year, and you're not as far as you wanted to be when you had your vision board in the beginning of the year. And just putting all this unnecessary pressure on ourselves at the end of the day, when it's okay to be content and where you are, you have everything you need. And I sound like a broken record because I feel like I've talked about this in my past two episodes, but it's just the Lord has really just, it's like this is the theme for my life right now. And he's teaching me contentment. He's teaching me patience. And he's teaching me, what was the other thing that he's teaching me? Oh, dependency on him. Dependency on him, contentment, and patience. I'm learning those three things right now in my life. And I'm so grateful that the Lord has taken the time to be so intentional with me when teaching me these things, because that's where the peace and happiness comes from. That's where the soft girl era comes from. That's where it comes from. It's being okay with what I have, and I'm not a bum, or I'm not a failure because I don't want more, really, essentially more than what I need. Okay? Because we don't need all this stuff we strive for. We want it. And when your want becomes just what you need, then you'll be much happier. Because you're not striving to do this just fantastic thing. And honestly, it's just influence. Like, that's another reason I'm on a social media cleanse right now. I'm off of social media for the most part. I just got back on TikTok just to promote my podcast. But yeah, right now I am off of social media because it just seems like people are always striving to be more or do more all the time. And it can influence you in the wrong way. So sometimes you just got to get off social media, because that type of energy is good for no one. Seriously. I always told myself, if I don't have the biggest house, that's fine. Like, if I just have a small house with enough room for me and my family on a small farm in the middle of nowhere with nothing else, I will be just fine. As long as I have something to eat, something to drink, and my basic needs, I will be just fine. Literally, I've always told myself that. I just want to go somewhere far away to another country and live in the middle of nowhere with a small house with my family and grow my food and just be in nature and at peace. I don't want to yearn for nothing else. And we just have to really sit back and think about it. Why do you want the things that you want? Is it for you because you really want it? Or is it because society is telling you that you should want more? And you should strive to achieve this American dream that everybody's chasing after? So yeah. It's just something to think about, guys. Just something to think about. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you made it this far, I just wanted to come on here and, you know, just give this little encouragement or little word, or I don't really know what to call it, but the Lord just put it on my heart to share. So I'm just being obedient to the Lord. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode, and I will talk to y'all next time. All right, love y'all. Bye bye.